What is up, everyone? So I am super excited because I'm going to be doing a daily podcast now. And with that daily podcast means that we will be just checking out my microphone. So okay, cool. So it's recording on the microphone, but coming through the speakers, which is great. And we have a webcam, so you guys can be able to see my pretty face every day. So I'm super excited because today I'm going to meet somebody. And one of my good friends, Terrell, as well. He was on my podcast, and the episode will be coming out shortly. But we're going to talk today about going to detention centers, and just mentoring the youth. So that's cool. But today I want to talk about something that happened yesterday. It was really a good conversation because my friend Dex told me that I idolize money too much, and then I, which is funny because my new book coming out, it talks all about why I place money first above everything else. And we were having this great conversation. And after that, we went upstairs. We had even a longer conversation about money and how it's viewed and why it's important. But I want to tell you this, right? Is that when you think differently than what is the current norm in society, right? Everyone is going to either try to humble you or try to belittle you. My roommate told me that I should be more humble about the way I share about my money. Someone else told me that too. But at the end of the day, for me, right, I don't want to be humble about my accomplishments, right? Being humble about it doesn't help anybody, right? Muhammad Ali said he's the greatest of all time, right? Kobe Bryant said, "Hey, I'm going to dominate you," and then he went and dominated you, and he talked shit while he was playing. So a lot of times, people always say like you should be quiet, be humble. At the end of the day, when people say that to me, it's all about how they feel. It's not about me, right? I it's a projection of how they feel about whatever conversation we're talking about, right? For example, if we're talking about fitness and somebody's fat, they're gonna look at me and they're gonna be like, "Well, you shouldn't flaunt your body," right? When I was super skinny, people would tell me put a shirt on and making fun of me and saying I shouldn't have my shirt off, right? When I got into shape and now I have muscles, abs, and all this, everyone's telling me put a shirt on that I'm just a show off. So at the end of the day, no matter what level you're at, people will always find something to talk about, right? People always find something to talk about, whether if you're quiet about your accomplishments, well, you should tell more people about what you do. If you tell people about what you do, you should stop talking. You should be more humble. It doesn't matter, right, what everyone else thinks. It matters what you believe and how you want to position yourself, right? If you want to be the guy that talks about your stuff, and you talk about it in a way that you're not seeking validation. It's not like, for example, for myself, I don't go out there and share my accomplishments because I want you to clap for me. I am clapping for myself, right? Like I was telling Dex yesterday, the reason why I share my accomplishments and I'm proud of my accomplishments, right, is because there was a period of my life where I had to be humble, right? They told me humbleness is better. You should be more quiet about your stuff. Don't be loud. But the people that were doing the most and that were getting all the deals and things like that, they were loud about what they were doing, right? And I would always envy them. I would always envy them, right? Because they were so confident and they were so compelled, and they have a great self-esteem and belief about themselves. So in the same right, what I'm telling you is that identify who you want to be. Do you want to be a person that talks and that shares about your accomplishments? Great, go be that. If you want to be somebody that's more in the back in the limelight, don't want too much press on you, cool. But understand the reasoning behind what you're doing. If you are doing it because you're seeking outside validation, fuck that, right? Get a journal, right? Go order the 1% Man journal, the Ascension journal. Excuse me, I got this is all crazy, but go order that journal and start to understand, okay, what is it that you actually want, right? Who do you want to become, right? Because a lot of times, the reason why a lot of us are thinking the way we're thinking and doing the things that we're doing is because we have these old programming from our family and for our youth. And I saw this great thing yesterday is that a lot of Black men cannot step into their masculinity at work or at home or whatever because they're scared of losing the economics behind it, right? And when I say economics, I mean they're scared of losing their money, right? And the thing is when you know how to source your own deals, right? So if you know how to market, sell, and close your own deals and fulfill them, you can talk whatever you want to talk. Mayweather, a lot of people may not like him, but the reason why I love him is because Mayweather does what the hell he wants to do, says whatever he wants to say, do whatever he wants to do, whether it's good or bad. But he understands that, hey, I control my own destiny, right? There's not a job or anything that can tell me how to live, why I should be living the way I'm living. And when you do that, you're gonna piss off a lot of people because most people can't do that for themselves, right? So at the end of the day, that's what I'm telling you, is identify who you want to be. If you want to be someone that's quiet, or if you want to be someone that's loud, but do it for yourself. Don't do it for anybody else at the end of the day. All right. So, my brother, your legacy starts today.